your say. 1300 872 911. Macca's Talking Cans. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland on 846 4CA.
Oh, well, this is interesting. There's a gentleman's name on the screen. I just quoted his letter to the from his letter to the editor this morning in the Cairns Post. Actually, I'll cut to the chase there because that'll mean everyone will be on the same page. Alan Benn is the gentleman I'm talking about. It's under the heading Croc Sighting with the recent sighting of a saltwater croc at the Redlinch Valley Bridge just below Crystal Cascades. Just below Crystal Cascades, the question must now be asked, what are we going to do about it? For a croc to be sighted so far up the valley, it has to have travelled, says Alan, past the ever-popular family swimming spots of Goomboora Park, freshwater swimming hole, the rocks and lower freshwater. Anyway, he said, I've spoken to cane farmers. They've lived beside Freshwater Creek for 60 years and they've never seen this before. So, says Alan, I think this, if once for and for all, proves our tolerant approach of elevating the rights of these animals over the safety of our children has come to a fork in the road. If you think the lifestyle we all enjoy is worth preserving, then enough is enough. Common sense has to reign over the fringe minority hell-bent on normalising a they were here first attitude. We have to live on alongside them attitude. And if that means building some form of weir at the mouth of Freshwater Creek or other preventive options to keep these potential killers out, then it has to start ASAP. Because the current approach of doing nothing and hoping the problem will just go away plainly is not working. Someone's life depends on it, and it might even be yours, says Alan Benn. People will remember Alan's name on this program. His daughter's dog was taken at the old Barren Bridge down there at Stony Creek not that long ago. It was taken in a flash by a huge crocodile surging out of the water, adjacent to where everyone goes on walks. I mean, that could easily have been a child. And yet we've got people say, oh, no, they were here first. Seriously? Alan Benn's on the line. Good morning, Alan.
G'day, John. How you going?
Good, Alan, and congratulations on this letter. We've got to keep this matter in the public eye.
It's funny, John, that it's common sense. Well, I believe it's common sense what we're trying to attain here, but the fringe always, they're not normal people, John. Anyone can see the danger involved, and we just keep looking the other way and just hope, oh, geez, I hope they don't come up and eat me. Oh, yeah, it's just crazy stance. Now, we've got a Zone 1 scheme in place. Now, I hear Councillor Brett Oles a lot talking about it, and you know, by all accounts, it's a good thing, but it has to be a preemptive approach, not a reactive approach, because reaction means, well, potentially someone's been eaten.
Exactly.
I'd rather be preventative than one of these. And if we've got a good plan, by all accounts it is, let's start getting on the front foot with it, John, because it's easy to say, oh, it might happen one day, and you'll get that we've been warned so many times, the little red rolling, riding hook, cry wolf all the time. One day it's going to happen, and we can't afford to take a chance, John.
It strikes me as bizarre that over the recent years or decades, preserving human life in our community here has become politically incorrect. Can you believe that? These are our loved ones. These are our children, our wives and husbands, grandparents. Preserving those precious people's lives has become politically incorrect. How did we let this happen?
It's a long, slow march through the institutions, John. Like you were talking today, one of the letters you had today was, do you support, the first one you said, do you support Australia Day? Mm. Absolutely. But to say that now, oh, do you think we should say that?
Yes.
Are you crazy? Are you completely nuts? For an Australian, be proud of it. Yeah, every country's got some sort of strange history. But I looked at tomorrow, not yesterday. Just keep moving forward, and we got to worry about tomorrow. I jumped in the creek last Wednesday, I think it was, at Freshwater. I go there most days, and jumped in at the bridge, and I went around where the old big tree used to be, and there was a couple of rangers there, and they called out to me, and I swam over. That we've had reports of a crocodile. I'm like, what? I'm already in it. And he said, oh, well, I can't tell you to jump out because they haven't got the authority to do that, apparently. But I didn't know. and they hadn't put the signs up by then. Mm. But obviously, if it was seen at Freshwater Swimming Hole, and now we've got another report up at Redlands Valley Estate, we are just offering people on dinner plates, John.
Yeah, I know. No, it's heartbreaking. You go back to 1996, I do remember, in fact, it was the Borbidge government introduced or were about to introduce. Oh, they actually did introduce. It was a crocodile removal scheme that started up at Wonga Beach, if I remember rightly, right down the coast. And that would have been tickety-boo. People said, that's a good idea. But to get the officers to actually action the legislation became an absolute impossibility, according to people right along the coast there. So, once again, even if we do get one day the government with the courage to preserve the lives of our precious citizens up here, we've then got to have a government body that will actually action the legislation.
A minister. Minister with a set, John, that's what we need. Because if that Zone 1 scheme is a good scheme, well, let's start enacting it. Because, John, it was only, I think it was the year 2000, I was trained for the Coral Coast Triathlon. Mm. And we were doing trial swims, warm-up swims, at Lake Placid. And no one was worried about a crocodile then.
Yes.
And that's only 23 years ago.
Yeah.
And there was no question of it. Only a year or two ago, we had one up at Stony Creek. So I know it's not the best thing to put a weir across a creek or whatever, but until someone comes up with a better idea, I think that's what we've got to very seriously consider.
Yes.
I'm going to be talking to Councillor Olds again about a weir across the little bridge at Kemmerunga. Is if we can get more people thinking the same way, it's something that has to be done, John. And I know it sounds like a broken record, but I'd rather sound like a broken record than attend someone's funeral.
Exactly. Congratulations to you, Alan.
Yeah.
There's a lot of listeners that will be wholeheartedly supporting your call. A huge majority, I'd say.
Yeah. John, can I just add that the CBD, what Danny Bedros was talking about today.
Yeah.
Now, that is obviously really the heartbeat of the city. Yeah, it's an impression, and it's a sad reflection on the city. And it looks tired. Maybe the council's tired as well.
Mm.
Because if you can't look after your CBD and get some life put in it, you're not really trying.
Yeah. Perhaps a very timely comment with the local government elections coming up 16th of March, Alan. I've got to shoot through. Really appreciate your contribution. Don't back off. Alan Benn on the line there. Very, very important matter.